Sometimes I tell you to go to hell, and when you're gone, I regret sending you there. But getting you back isn't easy. I traverse a burnt plain to a remote anti-grotto, where the hall of mad lovers teeters precariously between boredom and satisfaction. As long as it doesn't tip, we're good. Like Heine in Paris, as the fish say when they fall from the frying pan. The path is littered with mirrors I've broken, but the interior is unlike what you'd expect. One minute it sprawls like a suburb, next it's close as an elevator. Finally it resolves into restaurants where shades of my former lovers gather to compare notes. You sit in the center at a table for two with the devil, who resembles me but has better manners and a lot more money. He listens sympathetically. My brother is dead, you say. The light of the world has gone out. What does your husband do for a living, he asks, and I can't but admire his deafness. I strike him till he shatters between my knuckles. I'm the one bleeding, and the hole in the mirror laughs. There's no returning from hell, it says. There's only buying furniture.